everyone, and welcome back to Admission Insight, a podcast series designed to help your family gain insight into the independent school world as well as the admission process. I am Sharon Jarbo, Director of Admission and Financial Aid here at the Pennington School in New Jersey, and I'm also the co-host of this series. My co-host is Billy Hawkey. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Sharon.
Thank you for designing this incredible topic today. We're going to be delving into the benefits of boarding.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take. And everything's going to turn out great. We're going to find the right fit. Both for you and for your kids. Based off school.
A growing body of national data is pointing to the lifelong advantages that can be gained from a boarding experience. And some of this is being driven by a trend that's causing some concern with families across the U.S., and that is their child's transition into college. And we're finding that students aren't transitioning as well as they have in previous generations. So Sharon, can you let families out there know what are some of the data points and research that is informing this conversation?
Sure, Billy. I mean, it's incredibly complex, and there are many things feeding this trend. But data does tell us that a full 60% of college freshmen believe that they arrived emotionally unprepared for the challenges of college. 50% of the students surveyed, this was a Harris Poll survey of 1,500 college freshmen in 2015, and 50% of them said that their independent living skills simply needed improvement, that it would have been helpful if had they gained more of those practical skills before arriving for their freshman year. And it seems that something as simple as a year of boarding during high school can provide students with opportunities to hone some of these skills. What skills am I talking about? Time management, coping mechanisms, skills that strengthen confidence and a sense of independence and an ability to navigate situations and challenges with ease. A study that followed a group of former boarding students through college and beyond revealed that boarders were more likely to complete a four-year college degree from a highly competitive college than non-boarders, and that after graduation from college, boarders are even more likely to achieve top management positions within their chosen fields by mid-career. This is pretty compelling stuff, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. There was another poll conducted by Forbes magazine, and they found that 78% of students who board felt well prepared for the non-academic aspects of college life. And that's some of the points that you're talking to about that social life, the independence and time management skills. So Sharon and I also have a few other statistics and some really interesting data. This is from the Association of Boarding Schools, which in the independent school world we refer to as TABS. And so we're going to share some of these things with you that we found interesting and think you may as well. So TABS surveyed students across all types of school, private day schools, boarding schools, and public schools. And 90% of students who attend a boarding school reported having great and high-quality teachers. At private day schools, only 62% of the students reported this, and at public schools, only 51% reported having great and high-quality teachers.
You know, and just to pause there, I think some of that, Billy, comes from the fact that at schools with who are either boarding schools or like Pennington, which is a day and boarding school, have a strong number of residential faculty. These are highly educated, passionate educators who make a life choice to actually reside at their school.
Absolutely. So another stat is that boarding school students reported higher than their private day school peers and public school peers, that they perceived to be surrounded by very motivated peers, that the academics were challenging, they had more opportunities, greater levels of support And I think that ties into that residential faculty piece that you mentioned, Sharon, and richer diversity. So, you know, clearly some more benefits there. And the last statistic I wanted to share is that boarding school students reported that they spend more time doing homework, more time practicing music, more time reading, more time playing sports, and less time watching TV than private day school students and public school students.
You know, that's one of my favorite data points in all of this work on the benefits of boarding. I think it does point to how engaging the communities are, how many opportunities there are, how passionate the faculty are, which creates this buy-in among the students, and then the students inspire each other. Mm-hmm. But there's also this just totally practical aspect that I think so many people, families will relate to, which is you take the kids off the road. All of a sudden, their academics, social life, athletics, creative endeavors, community service, extra help or tutoring that they may need is consolidated under one roof. Mm-hmm. So for many students, this actually helps them to reclaim one or two or even more hours a day
mm-hmm.
off the road and into developing their talents, skills, and interests.
Joining us now is Chad Bridges and Faven. Chad Bridges is the assistant head of school for community life and our director of residential life here at Pennington. And Faven is a senior at Pennington who will be off to Barnard College in the fall. And Faven's been boarding with us for the last 4 years. Thank you for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
Hi, thank you.
So, Chad, we'll start with you. What are you seeing as some of the benefits of boarding and why families are interested in having their kids have a boarding experience?
Well, I could tell you about boarding, and I could go a number of ways with this, but the simple answer is there's that opportunity for college prep. A lot of people want to make sure that their son or their daughter, that they're prepared for life in college, knowing that they may be traveling away. And that's certainly an advantage to boarding. But the other things that people gain from boarding are those just that level of independence and those skills that you're going to use beyond college, time management, organizational skills, all of those things that are important that, you know, quite frankly, we still have, that I still, you know, rely on today in the workforce. And you mentioned some of the TABS data and the research there. Certainly, if you look over that, you can see some of the benefits for boarding, not just from the college experience, but well beyond that. And I think that's certainly the reason why people are so interested in boarding.
So, Faven, some of those skills that Chad is mentioning, the independence and some of those life skills, what would you say after 4 years of boarding here have been some of the skills you've developed?
Some of the biggest skills that I've developed would be social skills and getting to live with others and like having to accommodate just like living with other people. Like back home, like when I used to live at home, like I have a very small house, like a big family, and so like I didn't really have a lot of time to myself. And to, because you mentioned before that students have like boarding students have a lot of independence to like focus on themselves and on their education, and I really do feel that boarding school has given me the time and opportunity to focus on myself. Whereas when I was home, I was always responsible for my little siblings, and I didn't really have time for myself. But, yeah, and, like, getting to live here is just, like, having to live with different people. Like, for 4 years, I've lived with 3 different people, and it's just learning to know, like, to live, like, different kinds of people and having to, like, accommodate a living space is a good skill, and I think it has prepared me for college.
I always like to tell the story, something that we do at Pennington. We have our recent graduates come back to speak to our seniors and tell them about, you know, what it's like to be in college. And the boarders are constantly sharing stories with me about how much they appreciate the fact that they were able to go through a boarding experience prior to college because they felt prepared. They said they could look down the hallway and they said that person went to a boarding school and that person did not. From what they brought on the first day to trying to do their laundry to trying to getting up on time, you know, that was really evident to them. And I know at Pennington we have study hall from 7:30 to 9:30, and everybody is somewhere. We have students that will come back and say they still have study hall in college from 7:30 to 9:30 just because they've been so disciplined during that time to get that work done, whereas other kids might be leaving stuff until the last minute. And Fabian can certainly share with you kind of her routine. I'm sure that she has developed a routine throughout her 4 years, but certainly an advantage and a benefit to the boarding experience.
So Fabian, I wanted to ask you a little bit about being a part of this residential life community. What, you know, as administrators in the school, we feel like we've built this very diverse and vibrant boarding community, but what's your experience being in it?
Being a boarder and living with so many people from different countries and different parts of the country, I think it has been, like, a great opportunity for me to, like, meet so many different people. Like, I can say that I have friends who live around the world now, and it's just, this is not something you can find just anywhere. This is something special, and yeah, like, I remember, like, for my birthday, my friend, like, Luisa, she's from Brazil, and she wrote me, like, a letter saying that even after you graduate, just know that there's a Brazilian out there just, like, thinking about you, and that just meant a lot to me, because, like, without getting to live with someone from a different country, I would have never gotten anything like that, a letter like that. And I think that indicates, like, the power of, like, living in boarding school, because just getting to meet so many different people that love you from all around the world, and you just have a home all over the world because you get to live with people from all over the world.
That's so nice. I love that. So, Chad, do you have any comments or insights into what it's like to be a part of this community on campus?
Yeah, it's really a life-changing experience for so many of our students. And Fabian, you know, did a beautiful job. I'm not sure I can duplicate what she said. But, you know, on one hall, you could have a kid from Senegal, Brazil, Germany, Korea, and the United States. And they're all living together. And they hang out. They have dinner together. We have a tradition at Pennington where we have formal dinners. And that's just the time to have a seated meal with members of the residential faculty, people that are here. So just the experience and the community and the opportunities that you have to just meet people from around the world. There are also a number of boarding schools that will incorporate the day families into that. At Pennington, we have a host family program where there's a local family that will take students, take them in and really adopt them, if you will, for a period of time. And they'll spend Thanksgiving break or they'll just go to the movies on a weekend. And what a powerful experience that is. And I just know that our students have benefited from something like a host family program. And then in exchange, those students from the U.S. will travel to visit their friends who have been here at Pennington. So what a remarkable way to learn outside of the classroom, an experience that, you know, kids will never forget. And they make lifelong friends, which is just pretty incredible.
So one of the most frequent questions that we get in admission is what's the difference between day and boarding? Do the day students feel like they're missing out, or do the boarding students feel like they're isolated? What's the relationship between day and boarding students on this campus?
I feel like as a boarder, I'm more involved in the school because, like, after the school ends, and everyone goes to their after school activities, and then the day students go home, but I'm still here, and I still get to eat dinner here in Pennington, and then go to campus center and hang out with my friends, and then get to live with my friends in the dorm. So I feel like I'm very, like, attached to the Pennington community. So I don't think there's any major differences between us. I just think that we're more involved.
Yeah, and just to add to that, the important point about the day boarding relationship is that at an independent school, you know, when the bell rings at the end of the day students don't disappear from campus. They're here. There are often times where a day student will stay with us for dinner. And there are times when there's an event happening at night, whether that's a Friday night with a coffee house that we have where boarding students and day students will wait together for that event. In fact, there are a number of day families that are reaching out to me about boarding, and because they've heard so much about this experience. I had one student, interesting, funny story. She stayed with us for a week because her family was away and they're thinking about boarding for next year. I asked her how it was going, and she said to me, I have 2 hours every morning because I get up so early, I'm dressed and I'm ready, and I have all of this extra time. So I go and check in with a teacher, or I go and sit and have breakfast with my friends, and what an amazing opportunity for me. So that's someone who's most likely going to try to board next year with us, seeing all the benefits to the boarding.
Chad and Faven, thank you so much for joining us today. I think that your insights really brought light to all that data that Billy and I opened this segment with. So thanks for being a part of Admission Insight. And thank you, Billy.
You are very welcome. And thank you all out there for listening. We'll catch you next time on Admission Insight.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right